When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Monday, March 21st, and this is People Every Day. Hello, everyone. It's me, Janine Rubenstein, and I want to give a big shout out to Nigel for jumping in for me on Friday. He crushed it, per usual, but I am so glad to be back with you all on this first Monday of spring. We've got a lot of stories to catch up on, so let's just get right to it. Dancing with the Stars vet Max Smrzykowski is back in Europe. Yesterday, he went live on Instagram from the Polish capital of Warsaw. The dancer and producer is back in Western Europe to coordinate and provide humanitarian aid to the thousands of Ukrainian refugees fleeing the war-torn region.
These towns are running out of space. This is an actual problem. A few towns already announced that they cannot accept any more refugees. Currently where I'm at in Warsaw, in the middle of downtown, everywhere you go is Ukrainian. Everybody's a refugee.
In the 14-minute video, Smrzykowski went on to say, it is getting worse. Humanitarian crisis is getting worse. People are getting hurt worse. There are more people hurt, and there are more people affected. This comes after he announced on CNN last week that he was planning on returning to the area to continue to help with the crisis these refugees now face. No word yet on how long he plans to stay, but Smrzykowski stated he'll continue to provide updates on the situation and share information on how followers can contribute to relief efforts. We wish him all the best and continued safety. We have yet another Kanye West update now. The Grammys have decided to drop Ye from presenting or performing during this year's award show. This decision comes on the heels of Instagram banning the rapper for 24 hours after he posted a repulsive racial slur directed toward The Daily Show's Trevor Noah on the platform. Noah is slated to host this year's Grammys on April 3rd, but it seems he was not aware of the award show's decision ahead of time. Noah took to Twitter after the announcement, tweeting, "I said to counsel Kanye, not cancel Kanye." I am definitely curious to see how this all plays out, given the rapper is still up for 5 Grammy Awards this year. Will he still go? Will Trevor Noah mention the situation while hosting? I guess we'll all have to wait and see. And in other award show drama, West Side Story star Rachel Zegler apparently won't be at the Oscars. The actress portrayed the film's leading lady, Maria, alongside Ansel Elgort's Tony. And even though she herself was not nominated for an award, the Steven Spielberg film is up for Best Picture, and it is customary to invite the stars of Best Picture films to the award show. Zegler went on to say, quote, "I will root for West Side Story from my couch and be proud of the work we so tirelessly did 3 years ago." She added, "I hope some last-minute miracle occurs and I can celebrate our film in person, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. Thanks for all the shock and outrage. I'm disappointed too, but that's okay. So proud of our movie." So there's rumors that it could be due to restrictions on audience size due to COVID protocols, but I don't know. It's like, let her present an award or something. She's the lead. And I know Best Picture is a producer's award, but come on. We'll see how this all plays out. Okay, going from red carpet sagas to the royals. Now for some big news updates about those Windsors. Prince William and Kate Middleton touched down in Belize on Saturday to kick off their week-long tour of the Caribbean. It's their first overseas tour together since the start of the pandemic, and they will also be visiting the Bahamas and Jamaica. Now, we are used to seeing the royals tour in different places all the time, but this time around, there's been some controversy. So much so that William and Kate had to cancel the first stop on their tour completely. Plus, we have some other updates about Meghan Markle that we have to get into. So joining me now to do just that is People's senior royals editor, Michelle Tauber. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Janine.
Let's talk about why William and Kate were forced to cancel the first stop of their tour. We know that protests broke out ahead of their arrival in Belize. Now we're hearing that protests might be happening in Jamaica, too. So walk me through what's happening and if they may have to cancel some stops in Jamaica.
Essentially, William and Kate were planning to visit a cacao farm in Belize on the first full day of their tour. And just before they left, the palace announced that, in fact, that stop had been canceled, as you mentioned. And the reason is there's a land dispute over the place where William and Kate's helicopter had been scheduled to land. It's a disputed territory among the indigenous people who live there and a charity of which William is actually patron that does good work in that area. However, the people there feel that that land has been improperly taken. It speaks to a larger issue, which is the changing world that these royals are facing and, you know, the changing landscape that they really need to sort of confront in ways they haven't before. There were protesters holding signs that said, "Prince William, you know, we don't want you here. Get out." Not that they've never faced protests before, but there is certainly a rising tide of, you know, this anti-colonial sentiment that we know just from November led to the country of Barbados announcing that they were cutting all ties with the Queen. Essentially, you know, these countries that have had the Queen as their head of state are really working aggressively now to say, you know, we want to be a republic. We don't want the Queen as head of state any longer. This is a very old holdover from very different times. And that sentiment has been growing for a while now.
We know that Will and Kate are still now in Belize representing the Queen as they mark her platinum jubilee. But, you know, after this start, what have they been able to actually do?
We've seen them doing kind of traditional royal tour type things with this backdrop of controversy, which it is very unusual for them to cancel a tour stop. And I think it reflects the fact that their planners didn't necessarily see this coming in this way. As far as what they've been up to, they visited a different cacao farm yesterday, and that was like a family-run place, so it didn't have this land dispute surrounding it. They were in great form. You know, Kate, of course, like down on her knees with children getting, you know, on their eye level. William and Kate both dancing, and they're going to be at Mayan ruins today. Again, I think it's a really interesting tension that we haven't seen in this way before, that they're doing all these really cheerful, fun things with the knowledge that the backdrop of controversy is, you know, right there.
We've got to talk about a different royal, Meghan Markle. It's come out that actor Simon Rex, who's the star of the film Red Rocket, turned down $70,000 from multiple UK tabloids, he says, who were bribing him to say that he slept with Meghan. What? Michelle, what is going on here?
Simon Rex claims this. There's no way to prove that Simon Rex was offered multiple thousands of dollars to lie about his relationship with Meghan. He might be looking for a chance at the limelight while also patting himself on the back for, like, you know, not lying, which is kind of a weird thing to pat yourself on the back for. Like, I didn't lie. As far as what their relationship actually was, you know, Meghan's never talked about it. So it's hard to know exactly. I think to me, Janine, it seems a little like he's exhuming something from the ancient past, maybe to get himself in the press a bit.
They had that sitcom that they were on together, right? Cuts, I think it was in 2005. So they did cross paths.
We know that Simon and Meghan were co-stars. At People Royals, we've sort of tried to be discerning about any story from the past with Meghan, whether it's a story that puts her in a good light, a story that, you know, someone's trying to put in any other light. Just wondering, like, how much weight do we give it this many years on now that she is a member of the royal family and one of the most famous women in the world?
Speaking of Meghan, one last update. Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, recently took over one of Meghan's patron roles since Harry and Meghan are no longer senior royals. So what's Camilla's newest title?
So Camilla took over the role of patron of the National Theatre in the UK, which is something we knew this changeover was happening because Meghan and Harry stepped back from full-time royal duty. It's a little bit of a sadness, I think, for us. Meghan, who would have been better qualified for that than a professional actor like Meghan, you know? So finally, the royal family had a proper, you know, actor in the family, and she would have been great to represent the National Theatre. And I think, you know, she was very excited to do so. But it's one of the sacrifices that they made in stepping back. We do have the Maya news that she is going to be hosting her own podcast, Janine.
Yes, I saw that.
We're very excited to see what she has in store with that.
Well, if she wants to promote it, you know, because no one's talking about that, she might as well come on People Every Day. I'm just saying, right? Michelle, thanks so much for getting into it with me.
Thank you.
Spring has sprung, the days are longer, the weather is heating up, and so are the love lives of some of Hollywood's biggest couples. Coming up, we are going to get into some of the latest celebrity relationship news and rumors in Heart Monitor. But before that, right after the break, we are talking with the happily single Icy Girl herself, Saweetie, the first-time Grammy nominee being featured in People's Grammy Insider in the issue out Friday, joins us to discuss her award show plans, including what look she's going for on the red carpet, and how she's navigating success and the single life. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
I am really hyped about my next guest. She is all about female empowerment while keeping it icy. Her hit singles like My Type, Best Friend, Tap In, and Back to the Streets took radio by storm. And you know her best as Saweetie, but I should say Grammy-nominated Saweetie. The Grammys are just a few short weeks away, and with nominations for Best Rap Song and Best New Artist, she will be in the house looking to come out on top. Saweetie, welcome to the show.
Hey, girl.
Congratulations on your first ever Grammy nominations. Besides, you know, both being from the Bay, we're also both USC alums, so I am doubly proud. You are now, I have to mention this, global cultural consultant for Champion Brand, and you did this fun video for them called Get It Girl. So that's what I know so many of your fans are hoping you will do at the Grammys, just get it. If you do, where do you think you'll put the trophy?
Girl, that's a good question. Ooh, I'd have to like put it somewhere special, almost make it look like it's a museum in my house, put something around it.
You are someone who is not afraid to show off your personality when it comes to clothes, but you know, what kind of look do you think you're going to be serving up on the ground? What can fans expect?
I mean, everything expensive, everything exclusive, and everything icy.
What about who's on the arm? Who you bringing?
You're going to just have to wait and see, but somebody is definitely going to be on my arm.
It seems like your music has always reflected where you are in your life. As fans know, you and rapper Quavo split last year in your latest music video for Closer. We see you jetting all over the world, getting together with guys like it's nothing. So is that how single life has been feeling?
Honestly, single life has been in the studio. I'm happy that I was able to show the freedom of a single woman in my video, but I've been spending a lot of time at the studio for Pretty Bitch Music.
And what advice would you give your younger self?
I would say, you know, take your time and don't jump at the first opportunity, especially in the beginning, because who you surround yourself really affects the trajectory of your career. But I'm happy I made the decisions I did make because it made me more seasoned in the game. Like I know what I want now.
So what challenges have you faced in the industry? And do you ever feel like more can be done to ensure that women are getting that fair shot?
We have it tough. We have all the spotlight on us and people think that it's glamorous when in all actuality, there's a lot of difficult things that happen behind the scenes. I just feel like we get charged for everything. I mean, beyond like, no, for real, it's like everyone who's around, you have to pay for this, you have to pay for that. Like, I miss college, Saweetie, and me meeting other creatives that just wanted to make something dope. Not everyone wants to charge for every second, and it kind of just takes the art out of it.
Well, Saweetie, I am so excited for you, and I am rooting for you.
Thank you, Janine. I appreciate that.
Thank you. There is a lot happening today in the world of celebrity relationships, so that can only mean one thing. It is time for Heart Monitor, and all I can say, you guys, is that each of these stories will give you some feels. Joining me today to just get into it is People Magazine's Platforms Director, Michelle Corriston. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Janine.
Let's begin with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. 2 days ago, Shawn took to his Instagram to really speak out on their breakup for the first time.
Who do I call when I'm like in a panic attack? Who do I call when I'm like fucking on the edge?
Like that.
You know, and like I think that's the reality that kind of hit me. It's like, oh, this, I'm on my own now. Now I feel like I'm finally like I'm actually on my own, and I hate that, you know?
Michelle, why do you think Shawn is talking about all this right now?
Well, you know, Camila just came out with her own song with Ed Sheeran called Bum Bum. And it's definitely like a fun, dancey song, but it also has some sad lyrics. Everyone on TikTok was talking about the opening line. You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now because he was spotted surfing. It's all very Lord. But I just think that, you know, some time has passed and they're both artists. They're both musicians and they're like processing things. Of course, he was the first to release a song, the very, very sad single, It'll Be Okay. But seems like there's a lot of love there. And even if the breakup was mutual, they were friends for so long and like collaborators. So they're just in their feelings right now.
Wasn't he the one who called it quits?
Yes. We've heard that he was the one who initiated the split, but that ultimately it was kind of mutual. And, you know, this was also a relationship that really turned romantic and really blossomed during quarantine. I think we all remember those iconic photos of them wandering around Florida. You know, I think this is the first time they've had space in a really long time. And that's hard. Even if it's the right decision, that's always hard.
Now for a People exclusive, we got some intel that there may be a reconciliation on the horizon for Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and actress Shailene Woodley. An insider shared that the couple was spotted being very affectionate at the Demetria Winery in Los Olivos, California on Saturday, and tells People, quote, they both had intense work schedules in the fall, and it wasn't possible for them to focus on their relationship. Now, when Aaron's season is over, he wants to give it another try. So, Michelle, what else did the insider say? And if I recall, they reportedly had bigger issues than just being busy, right?
We heard that they were super, super cuddly, kissy during this rekindling. And as you alluded to, the elephant in the room is that this probably wasn't just a matter of busy schedules. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status was huge news, very controversial in the sports world and celebrity world. Sources told us in the past that they just don't talk about politics. They don't want to debate it, which sounds like great foundation for a healthy relationship, right? But all of that is sort of percolating around this.
I mean, she did like kind of stump for Bernie Sanders for a little while, right?
You would think that she would support vaccination, but she's also the girl who like gathers her own water and she's like very earthy. So like, I don't know, but we had definitely heard that they disagreed about that, but they didn't want it to affect their relationship. But how does it not in this day and age?
Michelle, thank you so much for taking us through the lows and highs of love in Hollywood right now.
You are so welcome.
All right. Well, as you guys know, I have two kids and I am constantly blown away by the things that come out of their mouths. My son Reese just asked to stop dinner so he could get lit and dance the other night. Seriously, which is why I could not stop laughing when I saw the video for this story. So Ryan Reynolds was at a panel for his new film, The Adam Project, where he apparently shares an on-camera kiss with Zoe Saldana. And it seems like it made quite the impression. During the panel, a kid from the audience got up and asked the actor this.
In the scene where you were kissing the girl, was that real?
Whoa!
I mean, this kid. I think Ryan handled it well. And the whole thing just made me laugh. And I think it's definitely something to make you smile.
I guess it was kind of real. But how do I answer this? Is this being broadcast everywhere, too? I didn't mean it. This is the thing. I don't know how to explain this to my own kids. Like, they watch this and they're like, Daddy, what are you doing? Like, it's like exactly the tactic I would use on them, not anger, but just disappointment. Yeah, great question, though. The exit's that way.
I just love that this kid felt he had to have an answer. You know what I mean? Well, thank you all for listening today. It was so great being back with you, and we'll be back tomorrow for more of People Every Day.